Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Davis, Minister of Choctaw Apostolic Laboratory Congregation of the Choctaw River Hill, Texas. Today is May 6, 2017, or it is 15, 2021. We're going to start our second service on this Sabbath day with a song entitled, His Eye is on the Sparrow. Or should I feel disturbance? Or should the shadows come? Or should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When there is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and oh, He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and oh, He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose my doubts and fear. No further path He leadeth, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and oh, He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. My heart is on the sparrow, and oh, He watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He cares for me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He cares for me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
Okay, let's go now with part 17, Gentiles. And we're going to start with, First Corinthians chapter 16. Admonitions and encouragement. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order, unto the congregations of Galatia, even so do ye. Now, Paul is talking to the Gentiles here, folks. When we read these things, we think in terms of Paul is talking to the Jewish people here, but he's talking to these Gentile converts. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as Yahweh hath prospered him, that there be no gathering when I come. When I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me. Okay, let's do that verse 4 again. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now I will come unto you when I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia. And it may be that I will abide yea and winter with you, that you may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Yahweh permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. Okay, so now Pentecost comes once a year. Paul is Israelite, Hebrew Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin. He's not a Judahite, he's a Benjaminite. He's a Benjaminite. And he keeps the feast days, he keeps the old, what they call the old Jewish laws or the laws of Moses, which are eternal, but the world today contests that, the most of the world, the Protestant world. Alright, let's go to verse 9. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. Now if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Yahweh as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him that conduct him forth in peace, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As attesting our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have a convenient time. Watch ye stand fast in the faith and the blood of the Yeshua. I always add that as anywhere possible. Quit ye like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, for you know the house of the Stephanus, that it is the first fruits of Arcadia, and that they have addicted themselves unto the ministry of the saints. They have addicted themselves. I bet that's the only place in all the Holy Scriptures you'll find that word addicted. That's in 1 Corinthians 16:15. That ye submit yourselves unto such and unto every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of the Stephanus and the Fortunatus and Acacia, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge ye them that are such. For the congregation of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you, much in the Yahweh, with the church that is in the house. All the brethren greet you one another with a holy kiss, for the salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand. If any man love not the Yeshua Messiah, Savior Yeshua the Messiah, let him be anathema or Maranatha, for the grace of our Savior Yeshua the Messiah be with you. My love be with you all in the Yeshua Messiah. Hallelujah. All right, that ends 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now let's go right on into 2 Corinthians. Let's read the preface to that the second book of Corinthians. It says Paul acknowledges himself as the author of 1 and 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians was probably written in A.D. 56 or A.D. 57. Paul first deals with some particular problems in the congregation and their resolution. Then he pleads for the Corinthian church to remember his promise to provide assistance unto the Christians in Judea. Finally, Paul offers a defense of his apostleship and authority. 2 Corinthians 5:20-21, chapter 6, verse 14, and 12, verse 9. Are all very similar verses in the book. Okay, let's start with chapter 1, greetings from Paul. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Yeshua's by the will of the Yahweh, and Timothy, our brother, unto the congregation of Yahweh that is at the Corinth, with all the saints that are in all of Acacia. Grace be unto you and peace from Yahweh our Father and from the Savior Yahshua Messiah. Blessed be Yahweh, even the Father of our Savior Yahshua Messiah, as the Father of the mercies and of the Yahweh of all the comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them that are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of the Yahweh. For as the sufferings of the Yahshua abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by the Yahshua. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, that is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering that we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the suffering, so shall you be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came unto us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of the life, but we had the sentence of the death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in the Yahweh which raises the dead, who delivered us from the so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. He also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. For all rejoicing in this, the testimony of our conscience, that in the simplicity and righteous sincerity, not with the fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of the Yahweh, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly unto you, word, for we write none other things unto you than what you read or acknowledge, and I trust you shall acknowledge even unto the end, as also you have acknowledged us in part, that we are your rejoicing, even as you also are ours in the day of the Yahshua Messiah. And in this confidence I was minded to come unto you, before that you might have a second benefit, and to pass by you unto Macedonia, and to come again out of Macedonia unto you, and have you to be brought on my way towards Judea. When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness, or the things that I purpose do I purpose according unto the flesh, that with me there should be a yea and nay nay. But as Yahweh is true, our word towards you was not yea and nay. For the Son of Yahweh, Yeshua, the Messiah, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of Yahweh in him are yea, and in him, hallelujah, unto the glory of the Father by us. Now he which that establishes us with you in the Yeshua, and hath anointed us, is Yahweh, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call Yahweh for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by the faith you stand. Let's do that last verse again, verse 24, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Not for that we have dominion over your faith in the Yeshua and his blood, but are helpers of your joy, for by the faith in the blood of Yeshua, for your salvation you stand. I added some of those words that weren't there, but they certainly fit. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. But I determined this with myself, that I would not come again unto you in heaviness. For if I make you sorry, who is he then that maketh me glad? But the same which is made sorry by me, and I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears. Not that you should be grieved, but that you should know, that you might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. But if any have caused grief, he hath not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment, which was inflicted of many, so that contrariwise you ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Wherefore I beseech you that you would confirm your love toward me, for to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether you be obedient in all things. Unto whom you forgive, if anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, unto whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it in the person of the Yeshua. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Triumph in the Yeshua. Furthermore, when I came unto Toresh to preach Yeshua's message of the plan of salvation, and a door was open unto me of the Yeshua, I had no rest in my spirit, because I found not Titus, my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia. Now thanks be unto Yahweh, that always causes us to triumph in the Yeshua, and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. Before we are unto Yahweh a sweet savor of the Messiah, in them that are saved and in them that perish. Unto the one we are the savior of the death unto death, and unto the other the savior of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of the Yahweh, but as of the sincerity, but as of the Yahweh, in the sight of the Yahweh, speak we in the Yeshua Messiah. Success of Paul's preaching, chapter 3. Here we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of the commendation unto you, or letters of the commendation from you. You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men, forasmuch as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of the Yahshua, ministered by us, written not with the ink, but with the spirit of the living Elohim, not in the tables of the stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. For such trust have we through the Yahshua unto Yahweh. Yahweh ward, W-A-R-D. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of the Yahweh. We also, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of the death written and engraven in the stones is glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of the Moses for the glory of his countenance, that glory was to be done away. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of the condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of the righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then, there it is right there. Okay, seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of the speech. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look unto the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil, unshaken, untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in the Yahshua Messiah. But even unto this day, when Moses lived, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn unto Yahweh, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Yahshua is that Spirit. Let's do that again. Now the Yahshua is with that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Yahweh is, there is liberty. Or where the Spirit of Yahshua is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Yahshua, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Yahweh. Preach Yahshua, the Messiah. Chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of the dishonesty, not walking in the craftiness, nor handling the word of the Elohim deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves unto every man's conscience in the sight of Yahweh. Verily, if our gospel be hid, and I'm going to put the word message in the place of gospel more times now that I've caught on to it. It is hid unto them that are lost. Let's read that again. But if our message of the plan of salvation be hid, it is hid unto them that are lost. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds, and that God of this world is Satan, okay, by whom the Satan of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. That's the light of the glorious message of the Yeshua, which is the salvation of Yeshua, who is in the image of the Father, should shine unto you, unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Yeshua, the Savior, and ourselves your servants for Yeshua's sake. For Yahweh, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Yahweh in the face of Yeshua Messiah. But we have this treasure in the earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of the Yahweh and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Yeshua Messiah, that the life also of the Yeshua might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto the death, for the Yeshua's sake, that the life also of the Yeshua might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have the same spirit of the faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Yeshua Messiah shall raise up us also by the Yeshua, and shall present us with you. Okay, and now Paul says he's going to raise us all up and present us with you, which he's talking about, going to present all of the living saved unto the Gentiles. In other words, they're going to be all gathered together. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving might thanksgiving of the many redound unto the glory of the Father. For which cause we faint not, that through our outward man perish, yet though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, that is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Resurrection and the judgment. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, this is chapter 5, verse 1, we have a building of the Yahweh, and a house not made with the hands, the eternal in the heaven. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house that is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of the life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is the Yahweh, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Yeshua. For we walk by the faith, not by the sight. Okay, let's see that again, verse 7. For we walk by the faith and the new and living way, by the blood of sprinkling, through faith in the blood of the Yeshua, of the new covenant, not by, we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing, ready to be absent from the body and to be present with the Yahshua. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of the Yahshua. There it is, right there, the judgment seat of the Yahshua. How many times have I heard Edmund say, we're to stand before the judgment seat of God? We're going to all stand before Him one day, yeah? He's in behind there, all right. He's up there on that throne, higher cast up, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according unto that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Assurance of the Yahshua's love. Knowing therefore the terror of the Yahweh, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto Yahweh. And I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that we may have somewhat to answer them, which glory in the appearance and not in the hearts. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is unto Yahweh, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Yahshua constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. See, if one died for all, but Yahshua didn't die for all. He died for many, it says in Hebrews 9:26-27. Okay. And that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto them, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. So it kind of seems like a contradictory statement here, but when you think about it, and that He died for all of the righteous that went before into their graves. Okay. Okay, verse 16. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Yahshua after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Yahshua, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's the scripture that I like. Therefore, if any man be in Yahshua, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's the way we should see it today. As all things becoming new to us, if we're converted unto the Yahshua and His ordained system of the true worship, then we shouldn't have any trouble then beholding all things becoming new for us. And all things are of Yahweh, who hath reconciled us unto Himself by the Yahshua Messiah, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. So what ministry do we have? The ministry of reconciliation. To witness that Yahweh was in the Yahshua reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of the reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Yahshua, as though Elohim did beseech you by us. We pray you in Yahshua's stead, be ye reconciled unto Yahweh, for He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of Yahweh in Him. Chapter 16, 2 Corinthians. We then, as workers together with Him, beseech ye also that ye receive not the grace of Yahweh in vain. For He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of the salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is a separate time. Behold, now is the day of the salvation. Giving no offense in anything that the ministry be not vain, but in all things approving ourselves, as the ministers of Yahweh, and much prudence and affliction and necessities and distresses and stripes and imprisonment and tumults and labors and watchings and fasting, by pureness, by the knowledge, by the long suffering, by the kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by love unfeigned, by the word of the truth, by the power of Yahweh, by the armor of the righteousness, on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, by as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as the poor, that making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O you Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. You are not straightening us, but ye are straightening your own bowels. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children. Be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord hath Yahshua with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath a temple of the Yahweh with idols? For ye are the temple of the living Yahweh, and as Yahweh hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith Yahweh, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith Yahweh Almighty. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness and the fear of the Yahweh. Paul rejoices, receive us, we have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man, we have defrauded no man. I speak not this to condemn you, for I have said before that ye are in our hearts to die and live with you. Great is my boldness of the speech toward you. Great is my growing of you. I am filled with a comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation. For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest. But we were troubled on every side. Without were fighting, within were fierce. Let me ask Yahweh that comforted those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of the Titus, and not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you, when he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoice the more. For though I made you sorry with the letter, I do not repent. Though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. And I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed unto repentance, for you were made sorry after a goodly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For a righteous sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this is the selfsame thing that ye sorrow, after a goodly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you. Yea, what clearing of yourself. Yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things you have proved yourself to be true in this matter. Wherefore, though I wrote unto you, I did it not for his cause that had done the wrong, nor for his cause that suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of Yeshua might appear unto you. Therefore, we were comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceedingly, the more joyed we for the joy of the Titus, because this spirit was refreshed by you all. For if I have boasted anything unto him of you, I am not ashamed. But as we spake, all things unto you in the truth, even so. Our boasting, which I made before, Titus has found a truth, and his inward affection is more abundant towards you, while as he remembereth the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling, you received him. I rejoice therefore that I have confidence in you in all things. Okay, end of chapter 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, liberal giving. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of Yahweh bestowed on the congregation of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of the affliction, the abundance of their joy, and their deep poverty, abounded unto the riches of their liberty. For in their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering unto the saints. And this they did not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves unto Yahshua and unto us by the will of the Father. Insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as you abound in everything in the faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love unto us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by the commandment, but by the occasion of the forwardness of the others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For you know the grace of our Savior Yeshua Messiah, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you to his poverty might be rich. And herein I give my service, my advice, for this is expedient for you, who have begun before not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore, perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. For I mean not that other men be eased and yet burdened, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. As it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. But thanks be unto Yahweh that put the same earnest care into the heart of the Titus for you. For indeed, he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, He went unto you. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not that only, but he was also chosen of the churches to travel with us, with his grace, which is administered by us unto the glory of the same Yeshua and the declaration of your ready mind. Avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance, which is administered by us, providing for the honest saints, not only in the sight of the Yeshua, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. Whether any do inquire of the Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you, or our brethren be inquired of, they are the messengers of the congregations and the glory of the Asher. Wherefore show you to them and before the congregation the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. Sowing bountifully, chapter 9. For as touching the ministering unto the saints, it is superfluous for me to write unto you. For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you unto them of the Macedonia, that Acacia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf, that as I said, we may be ready, ye may be ready, lest haply if they of the Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared, that we say not ye should be ashamed in this same confident boasting. Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, and whereof ye had no notice before, that the same might be ready as a matter of the bounty and not as of the covetousness. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly or of the necessity, for Yahweh loveth a cheerful giver, and Yahweh is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given unto the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed unto the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything unto all bountifulness, which causes to us thanksgiving unto the Yahweh. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving givings unto the Yahweh. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify Yahweh for your professed subjugation unto the message or teachings of the Yeshua, and for your liberal distribution. I put that message or teachings of the Yeshua in the place of the word gospel. Distribution unto them and unto all men, and by their prayer for you, that long after you for the exceeding grace of the Yahweh in you, Thanks be unto Yahweh for his unspeakable gift. End of chapter 9. Chapter 10, Paul's spiritual authority. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Yahshua, who in the presence and base among you, but being absent and bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as we walk according unto the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the Yahweh, unto the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of Yahweh, and bringing into captivity every thought unto the obedience of the Yahshua. And having in a readiness for the revenge of all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled, do you look on the things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts unto himself that he is Yahshua's, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Yahshua's, even so are we Yahshua's. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Yahshua hath given us for the edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters, for his letters say they are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such and one think this, that such as we are in the word by the letters, when we are absent, such will we be also in the deed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but by they measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of the things without measure, but according to the measure of the rule that the Yahweh hath distributed unto us as a measure for the reaching even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as unto you, also in the preaching of the message, or the teachings of the Yahshua, not boasting of the things without our measure, that is, of the other messages, labors, but having hope when your faith is increased that we shall be enlarged by you according unto our rule abundantly. For the preaching of the teachings or the doctrine or the message of the Yahshua and the regions beyond you, and not unto boasting in another man's line of the things made ready unto our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Yahshua. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Yahshua commendeth. Commendeth, yes. Okay, that's the end of chapter 10. We have, I believe, time maybe for one more. Chapter 11, 2 Corinthians. Paul excuses his boasting. Would unto Yahweh you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with a righteous jealousy, for I have espoused you unto one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin unto the Yeshua. But I fear lest by any means, as the servant beguiled, even through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in the Yeshua Messiah. For if he that cometh preaches another Yeshua whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel, or in other words, another doctrine, which actually the word doctrine would be a better word than the word gospel, or message, or teaching, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind of the very chiefest of the apostles. Verily though I be made, verily though I be rude in the speech, yet not in the knowledge, verily we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in the abasing myself that you might be exalted? Because I have preached unto you the doctrine of the Yahweh freely. Actually, that's the doctrine of the Yeshua freely. For I robbed other congregations, taking wages of them, for the daring you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable unto no man for that which was lacking unto me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied, and all things I have kept myself from the being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. As the truth of the Yeshua is in me, no man shall stop me from this boasting in the regions of the Arcadia. Wherefore, beloved, I love you not. Wherefore? Because I love you not. Yahweh knoweth. Let's read that again, verse 11. Wherefore? Because I loved you not. Yahweh knoweth. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them, which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of the Yeshua Messiah. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of the righteousness, whose end shall be according unto their works. I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Yahshua, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of the boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For you suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into the bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, wherensoever any is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Yeshua? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes, above measure in prisons, more frequent in death, oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day. I have been in the deep, and the journey is often in perils of the waters, in perils of the robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in the washings often, in the hunger and in thirst, in the fastings often, in the cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the congregations. Who is weak, and I am not weak. Who is offended, and I burn not. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. For the Yahweh and Father of our city, Yashil Messiah, which is blessed forevermore north, that I lie not. And the Damascus, the governor under Aretas, the king kept the city of the Damascenes, with a garrison desires to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. This brings in to chapter 11 of 2 Corinthians, and we're going to close now with a song. Wonderful words of life.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Me more of the beauty see, wonderful words of love, words of love and beauty, peace with faith and duty, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love. Gush for the blessed one gives to all, wonderful words of love. Send them this to the loving call, wonderful words of love. Oh, so free me heaven, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love. Swiftly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of love. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of love. Yahshua, Holy Savior, sanctify the heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love.